Sud City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hello, everyone.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
Question of the day is from me this time. Woohoo! What character or creature in fiction does your character identify with the most?
And I'm going to pick Mike to go first, because the pensive look on his face.
I already have mine.
Nah. Oh, Natalie first then. What you got?
Well, okay. So I was thinking Robin Hood because, you know,
The bow. Which Robin Hood?
The Disney one.
With Maid Marian. Got it. And the fox.
The fox.
The foxy man, the two
nice looking fox. They made him a little bit too human-like. In my opinion.
Art, what you got?
I'm thinking tree beard.
I can see that.
Is it because it's a tree?
Partly. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Even I knew that.
Oh, the end.
Yes.
Okay. I was like... Sorry, there was another thing I read where there was someone who was... Steelbeard was his name, not tree beard. I was like, I didn't
what
know.
What about you, Paul?
Personally?
Yeah. Who do you relate
to? Let's go first.
Because he has to think. That's why.
Yeah. Well, there's the obvious answer I want to give, but, you know, we got to be legally distinct. It doesn't... But,
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Why don't you go with one of the 40K novels?
I was debating one of the Primarchs.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually thinking... Oh, God, what's the Imperial Guard guy?
Are you talking Old Red Eye? Are you talking an Inquisitor or an actual Guardsman?
I had an idea of someone.
Eisenhorn. Eisenhorn is one of them, but he's a... Gaunt. Gaunt's Ghosts.
Okay.
From First and Only.
Okay.
He's kind of cool.
I thought of, you know, the experiment in the Lilo and Stitch TV show, the one that made sandwiches.
65?
Yeah, the one who the one who has all the powers of Stitch. And,
but none of the drive.
But none of the drive, but he only makes sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh. If we're drawing...
For no reason other than I think that's fucking funny.
It would be interesting. It would be hilarious.
No other distinction. No part of the character's personality
so
made me
strong.
Think that. But it's just funny to be like, you know, the experiment for Lilo and Stitch.
God, I'm trying to think of, you know, I just watched Shield Hero, and I know there's a difference between the one and the anime and the manga.
They're close enough after season 2.
Yeah.
They tighten up.
Okay. Yeah. But I was going to say that's a good representation of...
Malfumi?
Yeah, Malfumi as the actual shield hero, not the, you know, as the defender, not the jackass.
Yep.
So.
And I think mine would be a non-asshole-ish version of Gary Oak.
So the later series?
Yeah, exactly, like Blue, rather than Gary, I guess would be the example.
Well, in the early seasons, yes, he was a dick, but after Sinnoh, he became a researcher.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He was a decent human being.
You know, the Adventures with Superman, that Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Or Hercules.
I like both of those. Anyway.
You're welcome.
Recap. We did not do a recap from last time.
No, we jumped into the clash.
Recap from the last time.
No, we did. You did.
Yeah.
Did the
Art and I are like, yes, you did.
I don't remember doing it. But the recap from this time. Hold on.
Recap from last time.
recap from last episode, you guys started the Clash, and you went from Big Ben across town all the way to Tower Bridge and fought some stuff at both spots. And right before they ended, they managed to defuse an electricity bomb that was going to absolutely fuck up half the party with about this many soccer balls. With the damage. Yeah, it would have been not that great. But it would have definitely would have dropped...
It would have been cut in half.
Yeah. Still would have dropped...
Resistance, baby!
Yeah, you didn't have that effect on you anymore. Anyway, so what was left was there was a black bar of metal that told you what where to go next.
It gave us the... for next. Unless it just gives us directions, no. Says go here. I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah.
The riddle says... A wooden orb where shadows dance and play. Echoes of passion in a bygone day. A playwright's dream given life and sound. Where words ignite and souls abound.
You want to take this one?
No, you already said it.
Yeah, I said it last time. It's the Globe.
Oh,
it's Shakespeare's Globe.
Yep.
It's like, we're going there eventually.
Yeah.
I accidentally fucking saw it on the map and said it. I was like, motherfucker! I was so mad at myself. I was mad at myself.
You said it in front of Mike?
In front of everybody!
In the middle of the recording, he was like, looking at different things and said, yeah.
The Globe? Oh, okay.
Well, didn't you go there in your exploration of the city?
Yeah.
You wanted to go see a play?
No, he went to the West End.
I went to the West End. West End. I went to modern theaters.
Right.
So it is right down the water. It's actually right off the water. So you could just fly along the river and not deal with buildings.
Okay, we're probably going to have to fight some stuff there, too. So,
Yeah, before we go...
You need healing.
I need healing. You need healing.
I need some healing. You probably need a little bit. We have some potions, right?
Yes. Yes, let's start with those and just...
That way we can save the spell slots for...
You guys have only been going for probably 6 or 7 minutes total at this point.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and this is going to take like an hour, right?
The fastest recorded instance of the Clash is 10 minutes.
Alright, and that
was in London because it's condensed.
Yeah,
like New York, it can take an 2 hours. You know, depending on how far apart things are, it all depends on how many things you're asked to go get to. The average is four. There have been as many as six and as few as three.
Now, is every team required to get the same number of things?
Every team is required to travel the same amount of distance and fight the same number of equivalent fights, basically.
Gotcha.
Which were determined by a council rather than by an individual.
All right. So, I have two d4s plus two 4d4s plus four, and an 8d4 plus eight. But I'm going to actually start with my amulet of regen, which is...
You all should.
That is
44 plus 4.
4d4 plus
4. 44 hit points? Awesome.
That's not possible. Caps out at 20.
You said 44 plus 4.
Maybe 48.
So 10 plus what?
4.
14.
Out of 20, it's not bad. That was bad.
Oops.
Is that 8, 12. Oh my god. It was no.
You count
17.
It was two and three ones.
Yeah.
5, 9.
3 4s and a 1, so 17. 44 plus 4, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to have.
It's an action to use, though.
Yep. Which is why it's great out of combat, it's not great in combat.
Alright, let me go ahead and run a couple of heals.
What are our health totals right now? What are Natalie?
I'm at 65 out of 99.
49 out of 101.
36 out of 79.
Y'all are fucked up a little.
Little.
So are you going to do this while you're flying so that you can continue?
Yeah.
Now, you guys have minutes before you get to... It's like about a minute flight away.
Yeah.
So you do have time to heal.
So... Am I carrying you as well, or are
probably.
You riding on Harriet again? You have a number of summons as your power mod.
Yeah,
because it's their beast, yeah. And Murphy didn't die.
Your power mod is...
5.
Okay.
No, it's wisdom, it's 3.
Wisdom, so 3. So you only have one more summon.
Yeah, to change, you can only change it one more time.
Then I'll wait. and I'll ride with you.
Alright.
And also it means that Chris can reach you.
Yes.
So basically, I'm playing the flying carpet and you're both sitting on my back.
Or you're just holding them both by the scruff of their necks.
Yeah, but it's probably easier for them to maneuver if they're...
Oh, that's entirely correct.
As long as nobody starts singing Whole New World, we're good.
Oh, what anime was it? It was a cyborg who always had people riding on his back when he flew. Oh, I just saw it a little while ago.
All right.
All I can think of is the comic, whatever, is Batman and super riding on Superman's back and Clark starts singing Whole New World. And Bruce is like, shut up.
So you'll get 11 more back.
Did you forget to roll the second die again?
I keep forgetting because it's not up.
It's a thing, but yeah.
7.
13.
13.
Sure.
It's the first level?
Yep.
You want me to keep track or you got it?
I got it. 10, 17, 23.
23? Yeah. You're what, mid-80s now?
85.
Did I not say mid-80s? Damn. Am I...
Good for that.
I think one more for first level would cap him out.
If you want to get you two up.
Yeah, I'm still...
Spread the love.
Yep. Let me do... I'm going to do a second level on myself. Ten, 12, 18, 4. And I'm going to do a first level on... Of course. The dice love her. Doesn't have to be.
Is that maxed out?
Yes.
22 points in one shot for one first level for
Thank
Natalie.
Thank you.
That is how it goes sometimes.
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll just say.
How long is it going to take us to get to the Globe Theater?
About a minute and a half, so you get 10 rounds. You get 15 rounds. You can heal yourself some more.
I think I'll be okay here. I just don't have enough time to do the inspiring leader thing.
No, you started the day with that, though.
Oh, then we should all have an additional 14
just,
hit points.
Just add your temp HP now. Everyone has 15 temp HP. Wait, no.
14.
No. I hit backspace and it didn't delete, so I had 154 temp.
Woohoo! Lady City Furniture!
I'll be up for a good while. Well.
Alright. I think we're all set.
Alright. So you guys land at the Globe, and it is open air, as you know. As you land, you see there's a cylinder of energy protecting it. Again, there's the same barrier. It reads your name. It says, you know, Cape School Team 1 granted. The top of the dome opens, and you are allowed to go down inside. And you see nothing, except for you see the platform in the middle. With the now familiar dome.
Okay.
Theater kid, drop onto the stage. You gotta.
Superhero landing?
He is a theater kid. Superhero landing? He really is.
Yeah.
Go for it, dude. It's reinforced for supers, so you're not gonna break it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Sure. I'll do it.
Do we all do a superhero landing on the stage?
Well, since he's carrying us.
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
I'm letting you guys drop off first.
Roll performance.
Oh. All right.
You see there are camera drones following you guys?
14 plus 9. performance is something I'm good at.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Oh, my God! I rolled a natural 20.
8 plus 12.
The dice. Who did we piss off to not get the dice love like this?
I don't know.
You're a bard. Did you just lose to both the people in your party?
I got a 20.
Total?
Yeah.
You lose.
I
hate it here. 23. Actually, you do win on numbers because she only has plus God. 1.
But nat 20.
So...
Nat 20 is nat 20.
Please describe your fancy landing.
Starting with Art, who has the least fancy landing.
I do the standard superhero, you know.
Three point landing?
3 point landing, and yeah.
Do you burst out with plants and stuff, or is it just landing?
Just landing.
All right, Mike.
Because I'm dropping them off first.
Got it. Natalie, what kind of landing
do you do? Do the 3 point pose, and you know, you gotta do the Black Widow hair flip off, but you know, her hair is in like a braid, and so it like a graceful thing, and then with the illusions, sparkle.
Okay.
So after dropping them, you know, he banks upwards, and then the engine's cut off, and he just straight drop down on, Sentinel stance.
I love it. All right, I need initiative rolls, but the fight doesn't start yet.
Holy crap! 19 plus 2 for 21. I still don't go first.
You're not last.
23.
See?
And what was that?
This die likes me today. This die doesn't.
Alrighty. I'll hand those out when it comes relevant, because I need perception from everybody. Who has? Does anyone have any weird senses I need to worry about?
Infravision?
Dark vision, I don't need to worry about. Nope, that wouldn't help me. Your infravision's finding something scattered in the dirt, like out around the stage. There's four spots. There's something like that, about 3 or 4 feet down. You can see a tinge of heat.
So there's something warm underground.
And
I have a 17 passive.
Did you roll?
This is an active roll, though.
Oh.
Roll.
Okay, then.
What'd you get?
It's a 5. I rolled a 5 plus 8.
Then your passive's 18. That's it. Just make it an 8. Just,
okay.
10 plus 4 for 14.
Well, she sees invisible and ethereal, so she does see that there is a spirit kind of hovering over where the audience would be if it wasn't always a barrier.
And then Rob comes in. It's me.
God, that'd be the funniest.
That would be so funny.
Yeah, it is naturally invisible, this thing I'm talking about. Kind of sucks that she can see it.
18 plus 3 for 21.
So you see the same four... You get a sense of the same four things, because there's, like, plants that are being asked to move for them. And as well as one bigger one that is farther back. Athena, it is your turn first. What do you do?
Go invisible?
Greater or lesser? Greater or regular?
Greater? I'm getting nods from everyone. Greater, please.
Alright, that was your action. What was your bonus action like to be?
My bonus action is to let out my boys.
You already have... Oh, so Chaz is with you, because you didn't change him.
I know, I said return.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you just pop Chaz out?
He returned back into the Pokeball.
So you pop Chaz back out then?
And that, no, I pop out Ted.
Then that is your last change.
I know.
Okay. Ted. Who can also fly, so it's almost Harriet.
Exactly.
They
all have to... I feel like it has to happen where all three of them come out.
Oh, when you're in downtime, you can, but not in fights.
Well, no, I know. I'm saying that, like, for this...
She's showing off for the crowd.
Whoa! Hold on!
Yes, she is. All right, Sal, it is your turn.
Okay.
So you...
Gracias.
Thank you.
And you're still on the stage, though. Okay.
But I go invisible. And I move to the left.
Okay.
And we don't see any of that she said, right? She hasn't said anything about it.
Well, you saw the things in the dirt, but she did not. She saw the thing that was invisible that you guys did not.
And
no one said shit about saying shit, so...
I let them know that it's there. If that has to be...
Something very large and invisible is against that wall.
If I need it to be a bonus action, I'll wait. But I do let them know that I see
No, that's okay. You can talk. Soliloquy takes no time.
Okay.
And I'll mention there's four heated spots, whatever, on the...
And Chris corroborates that and says, hey, there's one bigger one behind them.
All right.
What would you like to do with your action?
Unfortunately, we don't really have much that we can do because there's nothing to hit until it pops up.
Area effect stuff works.
Let's see what my area of effect stuff is.
think you just have the acid hands, right?
I also have a fireball.
Piercing ball?
Yep.
Could theoretically work on the things that are underground.
Alright, let's try that out. We'll see how that goes.
Are you aiming for the center of it so you can, like, over the two primarily? Or are you just looking for try and get three? You could stretch it for three, but there's a chance that you don't get the outer two. Guarantee two or chance at three?
20-foot radius, but...
I know, but guarantee two or chance at three? That's what I'm asking you.
Guarantee two.
Okay. That was the right choice.
Yep. Alright. You want me to roll the damage or just...
Damage is the... Well, let's see if they make... I'll roll some dex saves. I'll see if it matters. One of them saved, the other two definitely failed. Yes, please roll your damage. It really matters.
Okay.
Do you do at least 17 damage?
Yes.
Shit, you hit two of them, not three. Even round is good for you.
38 total. We'll go even.
Both of them die.
Cool.
These are minion type monsters. They have a certain number of hit points. If you get, you have to do a certain number of hit points to even hurt them. But if you do, they die.
Neat.
I thought they were cool monsters.
Yeah.
All right, Sal. That was your action. Was your bonus action or movement?
Movement. I'll move up to one of the other heat spots.
That's okay. Makes sense to me. So the undead or the very large spirit flows off like a fucking like a wave off of the wall and surround motherfucker. All right, I need everyone to make me a wisdom saving throw. DC is 16.
Fuck. What was the DC?
1-6.
I made it.
Did you really?
17 on the die. Plus 1. I made it. Matt, you should be fine.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm not the throwing of the hands in the air.
It's just a 19.
Yeah,
I'm gonna use an inspiration. Oof. Rolled a 9 plus 2. I think this is gonna be bad.
This is going to be bad.
5. You gonna suck up and take it?
I'm gonna suck up and take it.
10, 20, 9, 37 points.
37.
Half is 18. Those of you who succeeded take half.
Do any of my summons...
Oh, yeah, they all have to make the save. Would you like to summon a sibling?
You said 18, Paul?
In your turn?
Okay, 18.
On my turn, I'm going to, yes.
Wisdom, right?
DC 16 was the next. I am 3. I am also 4. And he is...
6.
No. Yeah, I'm also 5.
Jesus! You're 6.
What was regular damage?
37.
Actually, let's just give you 8.
poor Art.
And, yeah. And
then Bruises look good on camera.
Then it floats up a little bit.
Invisible, or is it just...
It is still invisible.
So what is the effect?
Always invisible. Oh, it's a wave of despair. It makes you feel... It unleashes a wave of psychic pain.
Are you kidding me? That's an important word there.
Psych. Oh, it's psychic damage. I forgot you're vulnerable.
And then this is when, in the recording mic, where you will roll your eyes while you're editing this. Like, God damn it, Paul.
And then as a bonus action, it is going to pick up a... small boulder that's kind of scattered around and chuck it at Mirage.
Greater Invis.
It can see her.
Okay. Hey, just had to put it out
invisible
there.
Invisible sees invisible.
When it makes eye contact with me, I'm like, fuck.
I miss.
Haha, I suck it.
As a boulder whirls through where your head was, you're like, fuck. All right. That was my creature that I really like it now. It's fun. It might be one of my favorites. And it's not even High Sihara either. That's the beautiful part. My one of my little guys. The two I have left, because the other two are dead. Earth Spark C. I'm going to. Are you on the ground or are you in the air?
On the ground. Okay. I don't have hover.
It's going to try and attack you. The both of them are, because they have to group attack, or they literally can't hurt you. I miss. Twice.
Makes sense.
Okay. That was them. Boink, 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 boink. Alright, the bigger one.
Now the bigger one.
Not a little one. Art.
Yes.
You called out that it existed, right?
For what? The glowing things on the
bigger one.
Yeah.
The underground thing.
Oh. Yes.
You see it, You hear like a deep. Everyone feels a deep pulse, and then the two elementals on you, Mike, start to have swirling stones that like break off of their bodies, because they come out. They're little earth elementals, about 3 foot, 4 foot high. But starts of their stone breaks off and start to spin. They have an aura that is 5 slashing damage around them. When moving through it or starting your turn next to it, you take 5 per when you're within the range of.
Okay.
So you'll at the beginning of your turn, you'll take 10 damage. You're going to take 10 damage of slashing. Okay. And then it's going to give itself that. And then it's going to pop out and try and crush Chris. 2 attacks. Nope. Miss. It's really bad, actually. It was really, really awful. And then it does, and then it fades back into the dirt. Oh, actually, no, it can't, because it just came up. What's it? How far is its earth glide? 20 foot. So yeah, it dunks back down. Kimura, it is your turn. Do you want to publicize your siblings' existence to the world?
He already did.
Yeah, I know.
The opening ceremony.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah, there's no point in keeping him. Except Sarah. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Because they all come out now, right?
Yes.
You kind of wish you had a more curated choice now.
A little bit.
All right, and then you get to draw 2 and pick whichever one you want. This one and this one. Ethan and Andrew.
Yeah.
Isn't Andrew earth-powered? If my memory serves me.
Yeah, he's the one with the warhammer.
Yeah, he's earth powered. He's the perfect summon for this. He can actually hit the one underground.
Yeah, he's a barbarian too.
Uh huh. So Andrew the Thickness shows up.
6'6". Yep.
And full of vit and vigor because it's vitality.
So. Well, that was my bonus action.
What's your action?
That's a good question.
I know what I would do, but I'm me. Because, okay. Roll me a combat tactics check.
Alright. That's a problem. That's a 2 on the die, so 12 total?
No idea. Art, roll nature for these things.
Yeah, because I was thinking if I...
19?
I think so.
You have expertise in nature, yeah.
Yeah.
So, with a 19, you know these are earth sparks. They are 100% subordinate to that thing underground. But you know that they need a single pretty good crack to kill them.
Okay.
Incremental attacks will do nothing. It is if you don't do X amount of damage, they do not care. So, your bolt that hits pretty hard is a better way to kill one of those than perhaps Sal's glaive.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, I'll go ahead and thorn bolt one of them.
Sounds good.
All my dice.
Hate you.
Oh, no. Hey, look at that.
That one likes him.
18
plus.
Sorry.
18 plus 9.
Hits. 8. Now you gotta roll decent for it to do it, but.
15 plus 6.
That was real close to what you. Yeah. Yeah.
So 21.
You pop the next one. There's now only one left, and Mike's only gonna take 5. Or Sal's only gonna take 5 damage at the beginning of his turn. For free.
Fuck that guy.
No, I think that Andrew will go ahead and take the
last one.
Last one.
Oh, he's got a good hammer. However, he will take 10 damage as he moves within the 10-foot of aura, unless you summon him on it.
5 damage.
It's for 10-foot radius, and if every 5 feet you move through it, you take 5 damage.
So yeah, I'd summon him.
So he'll take 5 damage, but just for existing next to it, he'll take 5.
That's fine.
You gotta roll at least a certain amount of damage to crack it.
Yes, to hit first with a nat 20.
It dies. Okay. Your damage is dicer enough, so it's dead.
Yes, Brian.
One way since you looked at me. So I wish I could collapse this initiative tracker, remove some fuckers from it. Alrighty. Next, because he doesn't get a second attack because it hits so hard.
Right.
Yeah. He could reckless, by the way. He's a barbarian. He has
oh yes.
Bonus action. He didn't need it.
Yeah.
He has a bonus action. Could be to rage.
Yeah. He'll rage.
All right. Athena, Mirage, what you doing?
I'm trying to think, sorry.
You can count on me like...
I mean, I gotta try to hit it with my bow, right?
What? The ghosty?
Yeah. Because he dug underground.
No, the ghosty's just floating above you.
There's a ghosty and then the underground
guy. Can I reach him with my claws? Or no?
No.
All right, so then I have to use my bow. Okay. 17 plus... 5.
Hits.
Ha ha! I remembered!
Good job.
Thank you.
You'd have to say it before you roll it, but I understood. 2d10.
There it is.
Add 15.
Sorry. I needed to find it. 2d10 plus 15. 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. 23. Plus
15.
Do it again.
Yep.
Is it the same thing?
Exactly. Or is it plus 5?
20.
Hits. Add 15.
11 plus 15 is
26. Yeah, it seems hurt, but it's not dropped by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. Alright, so, Murphy, is it... I'm so sorry, it's just the ghost?
There's a ghost, there's a one thing underground,
yep,
and that's it.
Okay.
You guys killed my minions before
can
I got
Murphy
to get in front with them.
Dig? Can Murphy and Ted... like, dig for it?
He does not get a burrow speed.
Neither of them? If they worked together?
If you had summoned Ted as a mole, which you didn't.
I mean, I think he goes what he thinks needs to be there. So I think he always wants to be like Murphy, so he'd probably be a tiger.
Exactly, and tigers don't dig.
Okay, so what if I see that it's burrowed and I go, Ted, you need to change to a freaking...
He could, yeah. You know, he can theoretically do it. It'd be a power check. Roll power check. Roll animal power check. You're plus 6.
Okay. That is a 9.
Plus 6 is 15?
Plus 15. 15.
He can shift into a different form.
Okay. Ted, you have to turn into a mole. A big freaking mole.
He turns into a large mole.
And start digging with Murphy.
And he will dig out a 5-foot block above the other monster, revealing it.
Perfect.
That is his action.
Did Murphy and
now Murphy can attack as well? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Murphy can go slay some dig.
14 plus 7
hits.
And then I'll do. Is it 6d6 then, with his element of fire?
Yeah, I believe so. The thing decided to dump again.
Okay. Do I need to choose two die for fire for you?
No. Fire does not matter.
Okay.
I take full damage from it.
Okay. So that's going to be 10. And then 18, 19, 20, 21. Plus 7 for 28 damage.
Yep, that hurts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't like you.
It likes Chris less, but it, like, it still doesn't like you.
No, it doesn't like Murphy.
And then I sidestep.
Because you're still invisible.
Yep.
No, you attacked.
Oh, you, greater invisibility. Screw you!
But it doesn't matter to it, but it matters to everything else.
Okay. Yeah.
Alrighty. Next is... This is only the second round, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sal.
Well, there's you, a hole you have, in the ground now, so I can see my target.
You can see a target, yes.
Cool. We are going to go up, and we're going to take three shots at it.
Take it.
We'll do the two regular shots first.
Seems decent.
Does an 18 hit?
It does.
Cool, that's two hits.
Exactsies.
Cool. Good to know. Good to know.
I gave it a hit exact. I almost always tell you.
Alright. There's that. 33. Unless acid is...
Regular damage.
Alright, so 33 on the two hits together. Now for the butt. That will not hit, because that was less than the other one.
Alrighty.
So it really doesn't like me.
Yeah, it doesn't like you either. Right on top of it. The big undead. The spirit. It's going to try and hurt Natalie. What? I got to roll a d6. Hold on first. Never mind. It's got better shit to do. It's going to float in between all of you and have everyone make a wisdom save. Everyone.
Well, shit.
This is psychic damage.
Yeah.
Would you like to use an inspiration to try and reroll that? Or your bardic inspiration die that last 10 minutes that you haven't used yet?
Did I?
You never successfully used it.
I did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, did he? Oh.
Alright, I always go.
I guess I'll use my last inspiration.
Everybody.
Yeah. Oh, Murphy is about to go down.
We're all about to go down.
Oh, there's a 19. Well, so Murphy's, I take full damage from this instead of double.
DC is 16.
So a 21 makes it?
Yes.
So I made it, but
you said
Andrew
Dex?
Did not.
Dex or Wisdom? You said Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Sorry.
You look up here.
Mm-hmm. Total of 20, not one.
Okay.
In any case.
Paul, I rolled a 19, a 15, and a 19.
19,
Two 19s and a 15.
The 15 fails.
15, 16, 17. That was Murphy's.
Okay.
So he's 17.
That succeeds. But he has how many points?
8.
He fails. He dies.
No, Murphy!
39 damage.
Holy shit.
10, 10, 8, 5, 5, 1.
Do I have to take the half for the 19s? Or
yes.
Do those count as
you
my...
Take half.
I thought those count as a crit.
Only
is it
attack
only
rolls.
Attacks? So what am I taking?
39,
19. No, I'm not. Okay.
Listen, Paul, you might have toned us down a bit, but you ranked yourself up.
I resemble that remark. that was their turn.
Okay. I'm about to lose my other guy.
Alright, my other guy. 4 is dead, long live the 5. I'll keep the 4. He's gonna, this is the bigger one, he's gonna try and, gonna try and crack, this is the, force of earth, it's gonna try and crack Sal a new one. Because he hit it real bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm infinitely slow.
Today, yeah. No, it's infinite bad dice rolling. It's going to try and hit you twice. No. Fuck you! Whenever I put the dice away, 18, 20, 20, 20. Fucking roll, 4, 5. Fuck you, dice. God damn it.
That's okay. You get another one of those psychic screams, I'm dead.
Recharge.
I have to wait till your turn.
No, it's supposed to be the end of your turn. I forgot to do it.
Miss trigger.
Take your inspiration.
Gonna need it.
Alright. I missed twice, and I can't do shit about it, so I'm sad. Next, Chimera, you and your brother. Y'all still can't see the haunt.
Except for me.
The only person who can see it is Mirage.
Did I not AR it?
You never said you did.
You never said you did. And also, it's spectral, so it's hard to do it. It moves a lot, and it has nothing to tag on to, so you have to keep moving.
But if you have the AR glasses
You could use your bonus action to move it every round, the target, and you give them a chance to hit it.
Okay.
Because right now, they have no chance to hit. There would be a disadvantage to hit it.
Bonus?
I got a chance to hit it. Where is it? Right there. 20-foot radius. Fuck you.
It do be that. You also have your elemental arrow you've been using.
I know.
Alright. Come here. It's your turn, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, but the haunt, in your vision, looks like a host of dead playwrights. You see, like, Shakespeare and a bunch of other, like, playwrights. It's in the globe. Not the real globe, but it's like the spiritual successor, so they move with it.
All right. Just so I don't go down this turn.
Who, me?
Some of these actors seem really problematic.
You gonna pop a potion?
No.
You gonna healing word? My problem when I play with a bard is I almost always find myself wanting to use something to do damage. And you look and you're like, instead of casting a support spell. So that's why they almost always set a multi-class.
I was going to say, because for Baldur's Gate 3, I was like, I need to be a bard. And he did. He immediately multi-classed.
No, I didn't multi-class a bard.
Yeah, I did.
No.
You didn't?
No, he was
a straight bard?
He was a swords bard, yeah.
Good job, Paul.
That's because swords bard's boss in that game, but anyway.
I am going to healing word myself.
For what level?
Fourth.
84 plus 6. Let's go.
Because I'm at 12. Even, do you guys remember you had 14 temporary hit points?
Oh, yeah. I put that on first. That disappeared immediately.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's gone. That's already gone.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make sure that you did.
7 psychic damage later.
Sorry, Art. It's already gone, man.
It was appreciated, but it got roasted.
I wish I could have added it to my animals, but I can't.
Yeah, no, the animals got it too.
What?
Yeah.
Murphy's still not up though.
Yeah, no, he
gone.
He got smoked.
He's gone.
8.
What is that? Nine, plus 8.
14.
Plus 14?
12. 13.
Ted is still
14,
in the fucking game.
17. 18. 18. 21. 21 27.
27.
That's your bonus action.
That's true.
What's your action?
It's
about, this area you're in is pretty big. However, you look and it's about 50 foot across and it's been 20 foot up from the haunt, which is 15 foot wide. It fills the whole area.
Yeah. There's nowhere we can go.
It's a kill the haunt or it will kill you.
Alright.
Fuck you, bitch.
Objective understood.
Yeah, the force of Earth is not a threat. Its minions are dead, so its main form of attack is gone. Doesn't Andrew have a grenade, too?
I don't think so.
He has a save attack.
Yeah.
It hits for, like, D12s, doesn't it? Or a bunch of D6s? He's an Ares, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a D6 cantrip plus a D6 plus 3.
Yeah, with a 10-foot radius.
Yeah.
So I'll throw that at the haunt. But for me,
I mean, 3D6 plus 3 beats the shit out of not hitting it.
That's true. But it is a save or nothing, right?
No, it's half.
Okay. But it still doesn't help me.
He's got 106 hit points. He's a chunky boy.
Oh, yeah.
Chunk. The Queen Anne Chunk. Damn. No one here gets that reference, but anyone who does, let me know. Monsieur.
The psychic lance is a single target.
You have to know the naked creature or...
Or be able to see it.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite spells.
Yeah.
As Blastar, but...
You could roll religion and figure out what its name is. The Haunt?
Oh, okay. I will definitely try that, then. religion. I'm not very good, but... Oh!
Nat 20?
Nat 20!
I'm not good at religion, Nat 20.
Must have studied up on the theater stuff.
You know that they have been called the Old Guard.
Okay.
And when she describes it, you're like, oh, that's the Old Guard. That's where, like, the dead playwrights and dead actors, like, given form. You're pretty sure you could hit them with that spell now if you'd like.
Okay.
However, you already used the spell.
Spell, yeah.
Unless you used your 84 plus 8 potion and just used a spell and used the lance now. In which case,
so the potion and
action. 84 plus, no, it's bonus action for healing potions.
Use it on yourself. If you're
okay, then
it,
yeah, then do it that way.
Just
and
heal
then...
two more hit points. He's like, I'm not going to say no. And then use the lance.
Yeah.
And what do you say? You know, or what do you think, Adam?
Because this is important.
Exactly.
You fail to remember all your lines.
Is this vicious mockery? Or?
No. You need to, like, strike, insert this, insert this, you know, to, like, it's a structured thing.
Okay. I haven't used this before.
It's because you can't see it. If you can see it, it's just a point and click.
Yeah.
You were told, you know its name. You rolled to know the name.
Yeah.
Now, where are you?
I'm in the Globe Theater. So is... Oh, okay.
The Old Guard.
The Old Guard in the...
Of the Globe.
Of the Globe
Strike
Theater.
The Old Guard of the Globe
theater.
Theater.
Gotcha.
Now, what do I need to roll for a save? Or is it just... Yeah, it's just a saving throw, right? It does... There's
no... Int.
Oh, I don't want it to be that. Can it be a wisdom or charisma? Either one, I'm really good at those.
The best part about that spell is the end cap it applies.
Oh, I'm fully aware. Do I have a legendary resistance?
Same.
Fuck.
Yay!
I can't be dazed. But it's not dazed. It's incapable. Oh, I'm fine. I'm immune to charmed, exhausted, frightened, grappled, paralyzed, petrified, poison, prone, and restrained. Is that paralyzed or is it
end cap?
Is it incapacitated or is it paralyzed?
Term is on a failed start, 76 psychic damage and then incapacitated.
Fuck! I'm not immune to that. I'm immune to fucking everything else! Everything else! Fucking everything else. Alright. Roll your damage, sir. 76 freebies. I can't do jack diddly shit about it.
Oh, just wait. It's about to get so much better.
Fuck!
I dropped a die.
3 hours.
Yeah.
So she's screwed for tonight.
Yes.
Yep.
And down it goes again.
Same fucking die, too.
But it made up for it. 10, 20, 35.
Yeah.
4 fours, 3 fives, 2 sixes.
Forgot to throw a thing at you. I should have done that. Okay. Fuck.
You know what my plan for my turn is?
Oh, yeah.
Roll your grenade. Unless you're going to have him fight... Actually, he is raging. Would you like him to attack the...
Yeah, he's going to attack the earth.
Roll the hit. Advantage. You're reckless.
10 is still high.
So 10 plus...
7 or 8.
Should be 8.
If it's 8, it hits.
Should be 8.
It should be 8, because this was... Yeah.
Hits. Roll the damage. It's 2d8 cantrip, right? So 48s. I don't remember.
Yeah, 48s, yep.
Do you need d8s?
No.
Yeah.
10, 16, plus 5?
Plus 7.
16 plus 7.
23.
He won.
Camara, that was... Anything else you'd like to do?
No, I don't think so. I think that's everything.
I think I'm good.
Mara, it's your turn.
Okay. All right.
This is round 3.
Beginning of round 3. I'm going to try to do that thing with the AR, and I'm going to tell them I'm using the AR to mark where this guy keeps going, so maybe you guys have a chance of hitting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your bonus action? Okay.
Excuse me? I didn't call it out, so 10. 15 plus 10 is 25 to hit. Yeah. And then I would like to use an elemental arrow. Do I have to call that?
Which one?
Do I have to call that first?
No.
Before I roll?
No.
Okay.
Well, you should have, but I'm not going to punish you. Which one? What element? Fun fact, four of those wouldn't be good.
Four of them would not be good. All right. I'm using...
Sorry. What element's going to be?
All.
Lightning, thunder, fire, acid, poison, cold.
Mm-hmm.
I have immunity to two, resistance to two, to the rest. Do you want to waste it on this? Okay. Someone rolled well to know what it was, right? You need to figure out who they were. You also know that they're resistant as shit to everything. Magical piercing is one of the few things they're not resistant to.
Okay.
10 damage.
You rolled badly.
I did. All right, now I'm going to use the 5.
Got it.
That's a 19.
Crits. You crit.
What I showed you. Plus that.
Hold on. So 5.
For 20 damage.
Plus 20.
Plus
20. 40. Fun fact, she just did 40 damage with a crit.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost dead. You have your cats. Cat's gone.
Mole.
Ted's left. You have a mole.
Alright. Okay.
He can help Andrew.
He's
with
helping
your,
Andrew.
Alright, I'll with help your... Andrew.
Roll the hit.
Chance. Oops. Ted's like, how am I still alive?
Because you're way thicker than you used to be.
8 plus 7.
Miss.
8 plus 7?
15.
15 misses, yeah.
18 plus 7.
25 hits.
Oh, okay. I was like, 18!
You kept saying 8.
I know I did.
You kept saying 8.
I know what I was saying.
18 hits in the die.
I was so mad. I was like, what?
Roll the hit. Roll damage. Roll your 2d6 or 2d8, whatever the fuck it is, and add your numbers.
What is it? 2d8? Do I even have d8? 1, 2.
You've been rolling them, yes. You also need your elemental arrow.
What is it? 8, 9, plus 7, 16?
Yeah, it's just a casual 16 damage.
Yeah.
Fun fact, the hit points of the total of enemies is 34 right now.
Oh, good.
It is now Sal's turn.
Yeah. We have a marker on the target in the air, right?
Correct.
Incap means it can't make dex saves?
Yeah, auto fails.
Good. Bolt gun.
You just fill it with flak.
And 20-foot radius.
Can't miss.
And 10, 20, 28 on that one.
It will die. However.
No.
No, however.
Fuck. It's going to let out a psychic explosion, isn't it?
I need a wisdom save from everyone around.
You and your fucking wisdom saving throws.
17.
That will succeed.
19.
Which gives you a chance to not drop.
No, it doesn't.
I could roll badly.
You rolled 30 plus every single time.
It's 60-10. The average is 36.
I have 25 hit points left. I'm going down.
So far, I'm under the average. Not anymore. 10, 21, 33. Hits. And
sell. 17.
Succeeds.
What's the total?
16 succeed also?
16 succeeds.
Oh, okay.
33 damage.
In the middle of my fucking turn.
So half of that is?
33 is 16.
Andrew rolled a 20. Natural.
He takes nothing. Middle of my fucking turn, yeah. That's a good monster.
Well, that's the end of my turn.
As you go unconscious.
My turn.
Watch out.
The force of Earth is going to attack What's his nuts? Twice.
Andrew?
Yep. Fucking missed twice. 16 misses him, right?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm almost certain. I think I have
probably. That. You still have it up?
Yes. You have 19 AC. Miss again. The AC is 16 plus proficiency for him.
Okay.
So. Miss, even with advantage. Twice. Bottom of the order, Chimera. You have a salamander who went and fell on his face.
Well, I guess he gets a healing word.
He needs a cure wounds.
I know he needs a cure wounds, but hopefully the psychic damage is done.
Oh, it is. Mirage will tell you a
disadvantage. But the healing word's the easy one because it's.
Then he can take an action.
Action.
Do whatever he needs.
It's just not nearly as much healing, it's half.
Yeah. Well, I can move up to him and do a healing or a heal on him.
What level of cure wounds?
We'll do
level. You said heal.
You don't have that.
Damn. I had to try.
Cure wounds, yes. I'll do a second.
I'm waiting for it to be sub 10 because the dice love Natalie and hate you.
Well, let's see. 48 plus 6. 10 is the lowest it can go.
Nah, I'm thinking it's going to be like 15. I did better than that.
10, 18, plus...
24.
Yeah.
He can live. He can fight! All right.
Fucking ghost.
Stupid
fucking ghost.
Where's Loa when we need him?
I know! That's what I was thinking. I was thinking Murdoch. Rob was going to walk through the fucking door.
Little fucking myrtleized it.
That would have been so funny.
Bonus action? You have Bardic Inspiration dice, so maybe not a bad idea to give one out.
Yeah, I'll give one to him.
Sal has a Bardic Inspiration. That's your action, bonus action, and movement. You're done. Andrew, end this fight for me. Advantage.
Oh, that's right.
Reckless. He has so many hit points, he should just do it.
Yeah?
9 plus 8.
Yes.
7 or 8. 15?
No, miss.
Is it 7 or 8 on there?
5 and 3 is 8. Yeah, he's plus 8.
He's plus 8, so 17.
18 to...
Want
to
give your brother an inspiration die?
Yeah, I'll give my brother an inspiration die.
It's
7.
He needed a 1.
I know he did, but...
lose mine. You gave it to him instead.
I don't know.
No, reaction.
Right.
Oh, I can do it as a reaction also.
I gave that as a bunny.
Got it.
Because I think it's neat.
And so... It
they took it out. People say, it's too dead, it's too hard!
Whatever. 15, 22, plus...
Drop.
29?
Yeah, 15. He almost doubled what he needed. No death plunge. All right.
See, that's how you do it.
Art!
Oh, that was Andrew. Make sure you overkill him enough and...
Look at
him. Well, you see, I didn't get my second action.
Were you gonna...
I was going to bolt gun that thing to the face twice! But no, it blows up.
So he was showing me what his plan, and I was like, that sounds good, he's going to be so sad, and now I'm on cassette.
Michael's like, I'm going to make Paul sad, and then Paul's like,
No, I'm going to make Goose sad.
Right. I showed them both, action surge, and then I showed them the bolt gun. It was like,
twice.
This is going to be fun. Twice two. All
right. So, on the edge of this stage, a little door pops out revealing the same kind of things you've seen, but it is just a letter. Again.
Okay.
Where do we have to go now?
What's your guess? A queen's enigma. From a distant land, a silent sentinel on foreign sand, inscribed with stories of a river's flow, a stone-carved relic where shadows grow. Natalie should know this. I used it last time. It's a thing most people don't think about from London. It's my favorite thing that it's just there.
Read it again.
A queen's enigma from a distant land, a silent sentinel on foreign sand, inscribed with stories of a river's flow. a stone carved relic where shadows grow.
My thought is something in the bird.
That's what I was also thinking.
No, there is
something Egyptian.
No, there's an Egyptian statue or fountain, isn't it?
It highlights the British's if it ain't nailed down, we'll take it.
Yes.
Or if it is, we'll take the nails too.
Yeah.
It's one of my top three favorite things in London. That it even exists. Because if it was in Egypt, it would probably be gone. It would have been destroyed. Stolen. By now. It would have been destroyed by now, from the erosion. Would you like to roll history?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Now, rolling history does cost you an extra round, but...
That's fine.
It'll get you there faster than waffling for an hour.
I rolled a 19.
I got nothing. 3 plus 4 for 7. I got nothing.
Aren't you the intelligence guy?
I have a +4.
Alright.
History is not my specialty.
All right, Natalie.
Sorry, +7, so 10.
Okay, anyone who broke a 20, you did? Knows it's,
Andrew didn't.
It's probably Cleopatra's Needle.
That makes sense. Yep.
Which is right down the river, and it's about almost all the way back to the eye. It's across the river. I'm holding up a map for them to look. So you guys went from here.
Bonk, bonk. Is that why you were on maps?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And also, it has a bunch of other like highlights, so I would have things to like give as reference points. You're gonna pass the Savoy and Somerset House. Not quite to Leicester Square.
While we're going,
heels.
That would be helpful. My brain hurts.
My brain hurts!
No, seriously, he's got like a minor brain bleed. It's like, it's bad.
You know, the faceplate of the armor comes up, it got like a bloody nose.
Oh, Lord.
Ears are bleeding.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be heading for Cleopatra's Needle. You're going to fly, it is right across the, it's not far at all, as you can see on the map that I can now show you. I mean, it's far, but it's really close to the eye, so you just go, and right across, it's almost due west. And then, you know, the finish line is between there and the eye, so you guys have a really close finish line.
But everybody's traveling roughly the same distance.
Correct. That's the thing. Everyone's traveling roughly the same distance. Some over more water, some over more or less, you know. Alrighty.
Alright. So how bad are you off right now?
25%.
The term is fuck the hell up, sir.
Hold on, I can actually do the math. Hold on, I'm...
My math is really easy, because my maximum is 101.
101, yeah. I'm at 48%.
The cure wounds was wonderful.
I'm a little over...
Please, sir, can I have another?
I'm a little over half, and then my poor animals...
I'm glad to hear that you're a little over half.
A little under half, but... You're right. I'm a little over it. And then my poor animals. How do I heal them?
You don't.
He's at 6.
Oh, I know. No,
Murphy?
No, Murphy, you spend a minute.
Yeah.
And you,
as we're flying over, can I spend a minute?
Expend a spell slot, yeah. And then he comes back at full health. Murphy does.
What does he say?
Fuck, that hurt.
Yeah.
my brain hurts.
You're... So does Sal's.
He looks and says, he comes up and pats you on the head as you fly him. That was shit.
Yes.
You just feel a little...
He lays down and gives you healing purrs. Purr. Because they both got dropped by the stupid fucking ghosts. It's the first time you've ever felt kinship with the
King
cat.
King 31.
31.
Whew. How many first levels was that?
None. That was a third. Almost out of first.
So send me 60. You're short one.
I rolled one additional time.
Twice.
I knew I was short one. It's okay.
I'm just making sure, my guy. I need to see a picture of this thing again. I fucking forgot what it looks like.
It's an Egyptian obelisk.
This thing is so cool. I want to show you what it looks like so bad, but I can't. I'm gonna find a picture of it and then show you guys on your phone, on my phone when it comes up. Wait, I haven't muted yet.
Hang on.
Okay, so we are muted?
No.
You didn't. Okay.
Alright.
Just make sure that I don't have to go pick her up. Is she okay to stay over, or do you want Nat to come pick her up?
Natalie.
Yes?
Here, drink this. It'll be one of the 44s.
44. Awesome.
Awesome. Great. Perfect. 40 plus?
12.
Okay. I'll take it. Like I have a choice. I'm taking it either way. 5, 6. I'm at 60 health. Hey, Paul.
Yes. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm a little above half. I'm at 41. I'm going to drink a 2d4.
Ow.
3, 5.
We're straggling.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like I'm doing my best to drain you of every bit of resources you have.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to look up a picture of this thing. I didn't do it.
I'm almost apt. I have a little bit left. I have a first, a third, and a fourth. And that's it.
Could I spend a minute to heal Ted? Or no?
You have spell slots, right?
Yeah.
Healing word or cure wounds?
No.
No. Do you have good berries?
Yes.
You could feed him 10 good berries. Please,
and don't summon him after today.
Give him at least a
day before you bring him back.
I have.
How do you think he gets a ranged attack? Uh-oh. He's a monkey, uh-oh, right?
I just saw a spell that I have, and I feel really stupid.
They can't hear you, Natalie.
You have it muted still.
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, I have a spell in here, by the by. Forgot. What does absorb elements do?
If you hit with an elemental attack, you
give yourself resistance.
Resistance, and then you can dish out
an extra d6 of melee damage equal to the element.
That would have been helpful last time, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Fantastic. We'll remember it for next time. You know what I like to do is I like to draw a little star so I can remember it.
Every time you see it, you're going to add another star. And 5 games from now, there's going to be 17 stars around it.
I don't have them on here. There's another one that I usually do stars for. I forget which sheet I have. But there's one somewhere in this room. There's a sheet that just has these have stars next to them.
Yeah.
So I can remember.
Whew. All right. So we're on our way to the needle.
Yes.
On the way to the needle, I have a picture of the thing that you're going to be fighting pulled up, or I did, and I just lost it, and I'm so mad.
Should I just keep it?
Bag, please.
Probably.
Should I keep mine?
Nope.
Yeah, we gave Art number 8 because he was last.
Oh.
It's like those good old days with Granite.
Granite was such a great character.
Delicious.
Pebbles.
Gravel.
I like pebbles. Alrighty. So, you guys are cruising down the water. Everyone healed up to where you're comfortable?
Sure.
No, but we'll deal with it as we need it.
Alrighty. So, you guys cruise on down, and you arrive at Cleopatra's Needle. You see, sitting gently in front of it is a box, force field around it, and you see, but you do see... It's obvious that there's like a haze of sand surrounding it.
Point temperature-wise about the sand?
No, just haze of sand. A little warm, a little bit, but not. It is not like it's going to do hot fire damage, no. Roll me perception, please.
Perception, yep.
10 plus 4, 14.
23 total.
Okay.
I got a 5 total, and I'm pretty sure he's not.
Right, so I'm carrying him, and you two are riding on my back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're carrying Ted, and the two... Oh, and what about Ted? Oh, Ted can fly.
Ted can fly.
I'm carrying...
And so can Murphy. Murphy can also brother. Fly.
Yes. But they're basically having to, like, hold onto a rope that he, that someone else
I
is holding.
I can ride on...
But then you're not as fast.
Harry gets fast.
That's so, fine. The, you're basically, you're towing the ones with wings. They're just basically locking their wings and hoping you don't rip them off.
Yeah.
All right, so, but you do not see anything with any of those rolls. I rolled to see how well this thing is hid. This whatever it is hid, and it hid very well. You just see a box. What do? And as you get within range, it goes, okay, school, team one, accepted. And then it goes out to a 60-foot radius. It becomes like a haze of sandstorm. Mm. You can no longer see the box.
Okay. Is this an illusion?
No, it is not. It's actual sand.
Okay. Just had to ask.
You do see, however, that there's a thin layer of like barrier around the actual... They're not destroying the statue for it.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Cleopatra's Needle or no?
I mean, I looked up a picture of it.
Okay. I wanted to make sure.
Yes, it's an Egyptian obelisk.
Yep. But it had a name. And they took it.
All right, I feel like I've seen this in a movie before with sand. And I go up to it and I start petting on it.
Okay.
Like in Dune.
It's a sandstorm. You just touch it and you can go right through.
I know, but if you're step... Is it sand on the ground?
Do you have blood fighting?
Yes.
No.
If I walk in to the sandstorm, there's sand. Like, you know in Dune when they start smacking the sand?
Yeah, that's not going to help here. It's not going to help here.
Why?
Don't walk with the rhythm, right?
No, they're not. They're not. It's not a.
You don't think.
You don't think it's a sandworm? That would be so cool, though. I wish it was a sandworm.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't.
Purple worms are the worst things to fight.
Really? Mm. Do you think Paul would do that, though?
Not for this.
Not for this, and not at our level.
Not for. Okay.
There's CR 16.
Then I don't... Well, I do it, but then you guys are like, no, this is stupid, don't do that. I'm like, okay.
So, who's going in? Well...
I'm already in.
Andrew will be right behind her.
And I'll go with you.
So, I'm gonna get a freebie.
Yeah, we never saw you.
I need a...
Wait, you're telling me that my... Was it 14 plus 9?
Your 23 didn't make it.
My 23 didn't make it? Oh, no.
No, it was a 28.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that.
None of us would have made it.
She had a chance.
I had a chance.
No.
She's plus 9.
We all would have had a plus 5, or a 5% chance to make it.
She's plus 9. She had 10%.
Your perception is plus 9?
Yeah, she's got expertise.
Okay. Plus 9.
Okay.
Unless you wrote it down wrong. Cause
no, it's plus 9.
Okay, then your passive is 19, not 18.
Not 18 or 17.
This pops out. I'll show this, and then I'll tell the audience. Jesus. I'll describe it. A man-sized thing made out of sand covered in bones, like dinosaur bones, or, I don't know, Egyptian bones and, like, Egyptian carvings and stuff.
That's so not cool.
It's a fossil cryptic.
That sounds so cool.
It's from Flea Mortals, and it's dope as shit. And I'm not gonna have both of them do it because that would be absolute brutality. However, I do need everyone to make me a dex save. One stander.
Would animals also count?
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I'm not making that unless a 7 makes it.
It really doesn't.
Wait, 16, where are you? There you are.
What is dex save?
It is a dex save.
What is the goal?
15.
Yeah, I wouldn't make
it. I make it, but Andrew doesn't.
You said 17?
Let's see if I can make it. Nope.
All three of us make it.
You need to roll an 8 or what?
I needed to roll an 8, and I didn't.
Huh?
All of us make it.
That wasn't great. What am I taking? 57 points of psychic damage. Shit.
30 points of bludgeoning. As it bursts out of the thing, and it ends up breaches the surface, and boom! And coming behind it is its brother. It's going to do the same thing. Because that's what they do. Dex saves again.
And what is the...
It's 15.
Much better than last time. Perfect. Saved again.
Did you not make it?
Nope.
I did. If I did, then I'll give you my last inspiration.
I've got one. I just got one.
That's true.
C.
Yeah.
And I can't make it.
Unless you inspire yourself. Unless you use inspiration.
Oh, sorry.
Well, the first roll was a 9 plus 2, mm-hmm. so 11. And then I rolled a 2 on the Bardic Inspiration.
Yes.
I used my inspiration, and I rolled a 6. That doesn't help.
No.
So, hit me.
It is 41 points of bludgeoning if you failed, or 20 if you succeeded.
Good night.
Down goes Ted.
I thought you got fully healed to full.
No. I got healed to 55.
I may have grossly overestimated your healing abilities.
Yes.
We have one person with healing abilities.
I forgot. Loa has healing abilities. In my head, I planned this when Loa was still around. Okay, doggly. We're gonna do that.
Whoa.
No. I got modifications I gotta make. Initiatives, please.
Hey, Paul. I just now thought of something I would like to make. Could we make an arrow that's like a Cupid arrow, but it's a healing arrow?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We're gonna talk about that later.
You want me to roll, or should I roll one if I get back up?
You do roll. Initiatives, what'd you roll, please?
19.
That's
15
plus
8.
23.
13. Not that it matters.
It does, actually. Athena, you are first. They are both among you, and it looks like they are... did you roll for Andrew?
Oh, I thought...
He goes after him.
No, he goes on your initiative, but yeah. Did you roll to save for him?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. It is Mirage's turn.
I have an idea.
Did it hurt?
Ted is already down. Shut up. Ted's already down. Doesn't matter. He gone. He dead. Never see it again.
Did Murphy make the roll?
Murphy made the roll. No, Ted made the roll, and he still died. Murphy's still up. Here's what we about to do.
What kind of cat is Murphy today?
Fire.
A fucking big fire cat.
Okay.
You could have changed it.
You had a chance to change it.
I don't know what to choose. I feel like sand and fire makes glass and then easier to break.
I like the logic.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. In my head, what would help, and you can tell me that this is wrong, is if I were to cast Pass Without a Trace on both of them to make it easier for them to get away from this guy. I know. Okay. In my brain, that makes sense. Okay, there's nothing that I have would help. So I just have to try to kill this thing. And I run up with my claws and attack.
Alright.
Plus 3.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to use with the 5.
Okay. You're good. Go on.
I'm scared.
Just roll a hit, dude.
14. Oh, plus 3.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You're only plus 3 with that. Okay. The bow is much better for you to hit then. Okay,
17.
Yeah, you hit though,
17 to hit.
Fucking, that is. Maybe you don't do that with claws.
2d6.
No, roll all the damage. Roll all the damage.
Sorry.
Hits.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 hits.
13 plus the 3? 16?
Misses. Wait, no, 16 hits. 16 hits.
And
holy
then
shit.
There's a third one, right?
Yeah, okay, 16 is the armor class, so.
Is there a third one?
Yes, you have a third one. You probably shouldn't take the.
19.
What? Never mind. I should never say shit to Natalie. She should always roll with the fucking penalty because the dice love her. That's a crit.
Do I kill it?
No, but you...
How many dice do I roll?
66.
One. Do I need to differentiate?
66 plus...
4, 5.
Add 45.
5, 6.
Add 57. 66 to add 57. You see, I worried, and then I forgot. It's Natalie. And when she really needs the dice, go, I got you, sister! And they carry her ass to victory.
So. Why are you rolling ones?
You still did a minimum of ungodly damage.
Mike, I rolled shit!
You still did 60 plus damage.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12... 13, 14. 14 damage.
71?
Yeah.
I could have done better. I
could have. Just so you know, that would have almost put me out from full.
Oh, really?
She wouldn't have hit you at all.
I wouldn't have hit you. Yeah, I didn't roll good enough.
The crit would have hit, but that was
right,
it. You took it from full to past bloodied in one shot. One. Oh, hold on. Natalie? Murphy uses his infused strikes on your crit. Roll 2d6. Or yeah, and then I'm going to add 12 more to that.
All right, I'm going to use these two because they're the only ones that didn't work once. 5.
So 17.
So that's 71 becomes 88. You did 88 points of damage.
Perfect.
In one round.
Beautiful.
I was so worried. Also.
It's now Murphy's turn.
Neither one recharged, by the way.
It's now Murphy's turn.
Yeah, Murphy.
He has fire.
Shit. Hold on, I made them vulnerable to fire. I need to do math. 17 more.
So that one, first one's dead.
Nope. Real, real close. Like, really close. Murphy could probably drop it.
Okay, and you want me to differentiate?
Yes, fire, separate dice.
Fire. Fire.
The clear ones are fire, the opaque
are
not.
These are
opaque
not.
Opaque or not, got it.
I'm ready when you are.
Roll.
10.
So that
84
is over 100.
105.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21 damage.
How much of it's fire?
Did you double the fire?
That 20.
It has 22 hit points left.
So that's 20.
Dead.
20 damage from the fire.
And she went...
And I don't mean to do it!
She dove in and thought, you hurt my friend! And fucking Ginsu'd a bitch. He falls...
Andrew looks at her and goes, wow, she's a better berserker than I am.
She goes, damn. And that was, you hurt my friends! It's fucking just shredded. The absolute ass-whooping that was just laid down. Chimera, you saw the absolute destruction. The sandstorm gets slightly smaller. You see your friend unconscious on his face. In the
Again. This is becoming...
He get up, he get down.
Becoming familiar.
And I get up, and I'm up. No. I like to think that he's on... face down in the sand, and he's going...
No, he's not breathing. No, he's not breathing.
He's not breathing? Oh,
no,
God.
He is. He is...
Breathing laboredly right now?
Yes.
You gonna give him that bardic inspiration? Or you're gonna cure wounds him, aren't you? You're gonna give him a real heal. I was worried about this fight. I shouldn't have been worried. You guys will handle it.
There you go.
There it is.
You dropped it, I think.
No.
I thought I heard it, but...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we'll find it later. 20,
24, 30. 30? Excellent.
I can live! I can fight! That's your action. What's your bonus action? Give your brother a bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
Gonna go to Pound Town?
Yes. He's gonna rage.
Seems decent. Dude, these monsters are so cool.
They are. That sounds fucking...
19 will hit, right?
Wicked.
19 is yes. 16 AC. Thick, but 16 AC. That's a 5. Well, that's not good for me. And by the way, they're inanimate objects.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. It's an auto crit.
So... 11, 19, 22, plus 7, it's 29.
Plus 32. 61. That's like half what Natalie did.
Like I said, she's a better barbarian than...
He doesn't get a second attack yet.
No.
At 11 he will. Yes. And then he'll really, like, his damage will take the fuck off. It's already good. Alright, that's my very injured... It's like... 3 points above half.
That was Chimera.
Sal, you're conscious.
Okay, so there's one of these things left.
Yeah, they're man-sized, but this is such a cool ability. I'm going to use in a second if I get an attack.
Okay, I'm going to get up, and I am going to end up using...
She wasn't even invisible. Like... Not that it would matter for this thing, but still.
I'm going to switch over to...
Fire damage?
my pistol.
Oakley Doakley?
And I am going to use the spell that I have stored on it.
Scorching Ray?
Yep.
That's a good one for this. Roll 3 hits. That was a good catch.
Okay, the lowest one is a miss, because 5 plus 7, 12 does not hit.
Would you like to mark inspiration that?
Sure. No. Doesn't do anything.
Good call, by the way.
Yep. So, the next one is a 19.
Hits.
So, 2 hits.
46. Double it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 12, so 24.
It is past bloodied.
And action surge.
I like it.
I'll do it again.
Second verse. Same as the first. A little bit louder and a little bit worse.
There's another 5.
Vardic inspiration die.
Another 2.
That changed D8s. That thing is rolled 4 twos.
But the other two are hits because the lowest one's a 17.
Wait, but you can also add your Bargain Spirit Knight to damage.
Okay. I'm saving it for hits and saves because
it's makes more sense. Important.
All right. That's significantly better. 18, so 36.
It's so fucking close.
You still have one good news. Encounter.
He action searched already.
No.
He just did.
Oh, was that the action search?
Yeah, that's what we got. Now, it got it down to this many hit points.
And Mike? And I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! I'm going to use my Astral Spark to do 3 additional points of force damage. No, that's with a martial weapon. Never mind.
Alright,
can't do anything about that.
I get a turn! Woohoo!
And I go back down.
I have no reason to hit you. She exists.
She obliterated one by herself.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
This is 2 swings on Natalie.
Great.
The dice said no. I'm not allowed to hit her.
Second!
Now I need you and Chris to make dex strength saves.
I'm not voting.
Who's you? Me?
No.
Mirage.
Andrew. And Chimera.
I'm standing. I'm next to.
He can hit to pick which one of you wanted to hit. He's already gone down. He thinks he's weak.
Okay.
If you want to roll the strength save, I like you to roll the strength save. Yeah.
That's mean, Paul.
There's red.
DC is 15.
Oh, okay. Pretty sure Andrew's not going to make it. He rolled a 6.
No, even with his bonus, he still fails.
14.
All right. So, anybody? He succeeds now.
He succeeds.
It is 24 or 12 if you made it. And it reappears next to Chris. That's part of its ability. Stone Bone Storm.
And then it dies.
It's not going to make it. Honestly, that's too bad. It has 6 hit points. Anyone hand wave that? Hey, Nelly, roll a die. It dies. Fuck me!
Critical hit.
I quit!
It's okay. I'll make your day. I do go down with that 12 points.
Really? The healer went down?
You have good berries, right?
I do have good berries.
So we feed him one.
Feed me one and let's finish this thing.
I just rolled a natural 20.
How much
20.
More do we
Look
got?
Look at
Damn
how
it.
Broken he is. Look at him. Look how broken.
Give him a berry.
I do.
You're at 1 hit point.
Do you want another one?
The sandstorm fades and you see like the barrier opens and on it it says, return where this all began. But beware. That wouldn't be there. But no, return where this all began.
Where was the first clash?
Look.
No. It started at the eye. Oh, the first modern clash. The first one in London. Yeah.
And as you guys, you know, would you like to do any healing before you go?
Do we have any left?
I have a fourth and a first, and that's it. And I have two healing potions.
Well, use.
All right. Has everybody done everything? All the preparations they think they can.
Yes.
So I have a first and a third left.
I thought you said a first and a fourth.
He had a.
I had an extra third I forgot about. I thought I had used it, but I didn't.
So, we're ready.
You're ready?
Unfortunately.
Alrighty!
She gave us each a good berry we have tucked away.
Cyanide capsule style.
Oh, like in your mouth, so you just push the jaw and pop it?
If we go down, it's just a...
Alrighty.
I don't know, I used the third on you.
Yeah.
Coming over. So, no, I had just the first
one. Just the first left one left.
Yep.
Oy.
I forgot to mark it.
Alrighty. Alright. Alright. No, okay. I can make this work narratively. Okay. So, you guys can look across the water and actually see the eye. You are so... Like, you're like, we're there. You don't even see any other teams. Actually, you know what? This is more interesting. Okay, guys. I've been rolling to see how well your opposing teams have done. Hold on. So, time for first. Actually, let's go from back to front.
Yeah, go last to first.
Hold on.
Nice little drum roll.
In last place, we have... math. The Academy.
Who casually stroll onto the scene.
What are we doing? Guys!
So they are done. I'm just going to mark that. I'm just going to put a 27 after for myself. Alright. After them, we have, I believe it was the next 20, was Jinja.
Oof.
At 21. That 7 really fucking hurt. That 1 did fine. They have great movement. It was just, they had 4-4, and then the 7 and the D8, they're randomized for the puzzle. They did shit on the puzzle. Next, after that is, sorry, just marking them off as I go, it's an 18, Gaia before, at 23, and second to last.
Okay.
Sorry. Math is hard. I got an 18, a 17, 16, another 18, oh, 19, no, that one's already done, another 18. A three-way tie for the block, the grid. No, the block, the grid, and C6. School 6 at 18. It gets really tight here, guys. I'm just like, damn it. All right. I made way too many spaces for this, but it's fine. All right. So that's them. And then you have the Outback at 17.
Whew. We already know our score.
They know their score is 16. Tied for first.
Yep.
Is Cape School 3 with Sammy, Tori, and Red. Or Snowfall, Galaxy, Gravity Girl, and Captain Crusher. They come in over the water at the same speed as you guys. You're neck and neck. They're coming from the south. You're coming from the north. And then you just, in that last push, you both break the line from going opposite directions, passing each other. Like, it was a photo finish just like it was during the trials to get selected. If you guys remember that, you guys were literally...
Neck and neck.
They remember that.
You listened.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, let's go. 16. And then...
So, tiebreaker tomorrow, huh?
Oh, God. No, there have been... Historically, there have been ties. And they even got out a high-speed camera, and you guys are...
Literally...
Exactsies ties. Tied. And it's all about the fact that Captain Crusher's that fucking fast on the water. On top of the fact that they rolled a... They had almost the exact same score you guys did. 3-3-4-2, and they had a 4-4-2-3. but they had a 1 on their D8 for their puzzle. So, and you guys had a 4.
They rocked it.
Yeah. And there was a chance, if you rolled a nat 20, you would have cracked it. And they just happened to nat 20 the puzzle.
Yeah.
So, you guys come through, and there's a huge fanfare. Like, the crowd goes absolutely fucking apeshit. That, you know, they pull out the recording, you know, materials and everything. And they're like...
They check the finish with the electron microscope. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Quantum microscope. What was that? Futurama?
I don't remember, but...
If you check the results, it changes the results.
They walk out and they say, and Merlin pops into existence and says, in a stunning turn of events, we have a tie for first place, as well as a tie for second, and I guess the next guy's third, you know, and then it'd be fourth place. There's a 3-way tie. And then it's, you know, the other 3 losers.
he wouldn't call his own people losers.
God, where did they even land? I didn't put them in there. They had 19. So they're after the block.
And the rest of the losers. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no. Let me just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11. That's correct. Because he eaten 3. So, he comes out and he's super complimentary to you guys. He goes waxes poetic about how, you know, how they persevered and fought through, and talks about, you know, there's some highlights they show, the fighting against the undead spirit, and, you know, the blowing it up, and, you know, like the fighting off the wave of anguish and things like that. They show that. They show other teams fighting off fire elementals. They're mostly elementals, you notice, that guys end up fighting, because they're easy to summon.
Yeah.
And you guys feel a wave of healing cross over you, and you see waving from the in the, one of the stands is Demon. he waves and he mass heals the whole lot.
Yay!
And you hear a rumble. And as you look up, you see a jet black ship breaking through the clouds, barreling towards you. And with that, it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
My name is Paul, not the best.